Well, as Parliament gets into gear again, the new federal government will also be keeping a close eye on today's inflation figures, expected to reveal another spike in the cost of living. The Australian Bureau of Statistics Consumer Price Index monitors the cost of a set of goods and services, including food and housing and transport. The new release of the latest data comes ahead of a major economic address by the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, tomorrow. Angela Jackson is an economist with Impact Economics. Angela, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
So the CPI data out today covers the June quarter, a pretty busy time, which includes the federal election and the start of the Reserve Bank hiking interest rates. What are you expecting the data to show?
Yeah, look, so Patricia, I think the thing to remember is probably inflation will be moving at about the same rate it was in the March quarter. But what we're going to see as a result of that is a higher annual figure. So probably around 6.3%. And that might come as a shock, I think, to some listeners that it just keeps going up, remembering that we've been used to over the last two or three decades of inflation in that 2 to 3% range. But it is important to remember that not only is it backward looking, but that, you know, hopefully what we're seeing is that those inflationary pressures are starting to level off.
Last quarter, the CPI data showed a higher inflation rate for non-discretionary items, the things that people must buy to, you know, essentially survive. Are you expecting a similar breakdown this time?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, I think that is also likely. So we're likely to see things like food going up quite a lot again. Household construction is still a lot of cost pressures in that sector. And rents are likely to go up this quarter, where previously we haven't seen those rental increases coming through. Obviously, something that is completely essential for people. So we are likely to see, I think, again, that gap between those non-essential and essential items, which does mean particularly for low-income households and households on fixed incomes, that these price rises are particularly tough.
The Reserve Bank says Australians can handle rising interest rates because households saved so much during the last couple of years of the pandemic, so they've got this buffer. We keep hearing about the buffer. Is that the case, or are those savings unevenly distributed?
Yeah, so again, a really good point. So look, a lot of people did have a good pandemic. And if you look at a lot of the data, even the welfare data, you know, there are some groups in the community that almost enjoyed some of the lockdown experiences, if you can believe that. So some people did have a good pandemic, saved a lot of money, and we do have that buffer across the economy. But of course, that's not everybody. And so there are certainly households out there, I think particularly renters, particularly in low-income households, who don't have those buffers, who never do have those buffers. And so these rising prices are having a big impact. For people paying mortgages, those new mortgage holders, those, you know, younger people entering the market who maybe have paid, you know, record high prices and taken out very high mortgages as a percentage of their income, but for them, this is going to be tough. So while for many people and on average across the economy, this isn't going to have a huge impact at the moment, for some people in the community, it certainly is.
Just finally, the International Monetary Fund is warning global economies are heading for the deepest recession in 50 years. It's really quite an alarming forecast. What shape are we in?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, look, coming out of the pandemic, obviously we've had really strong demand, and that's what's really fed into these inflationary pressures. As a response, central banks now having to increase interest rates, and that risks this really strong economic downturn. Look, Australia is, generally speaking, as a small open economy, pretty well placed to weather some of these storms. We have some really good natural stabilisers. We obviously have, you know, in terms of the Reserve Bank, it's got a very good record in terms of responding to the crises that are presented. And even fiscally, while, you know, debt is a lot higher than it was coming into the pandemic, in a global sense, we still have pretty low public debt. So we're in a pretty good position to respond. But these are very uncertain times. And I think in terms of the pandemic, we all want it to be behind us. But really, we are dealing with, I guess, the economic waves that is caused in the years ahead.
Dr. Jackson, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Patricia.
Dr. Angela Jackson, lead economist at Impact Economics, and you're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.